The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome back to Bob Burney Live. Boy, do I have some good news for you. So much bad news, controversy, division. I got some really good news for you, but just a quick reminder, Lord willing, after this next break, Attorney General Dave Yost will be joining us, and he'll be filling us in on Ohio Knows, which is the largest sting operation concerning human trafficking in Ohio history. Ohio Knows, Attorney General Dave Yost will be joining us after this next break. How about some good news? I don't know whether you heard about this, but Franklin Graham left North Carolina back in September to begin the God Loves You tour. The first meeting was in Joliet, Illinois, and he followed old Route 66 to San Bernardino, California. September 19th, he finished on October 2nd in San Bernardino. I know it's been many, many years, but Joy and I, way back in our early years, traveled Route 66 numerous times. We traveled old Route 66. Oh, it was fun. It really was. And it still exists in most places. Anyway, he followed old Route 66 for the God Loves You tour. He finished up on October 2nd, and they're reporting that more than 5,000 people gave their hearts to Christ. Over 5,000 people. 8 cities, 14 days, 56,000 people in attendance, and a little over 5,000 people accepted Christ as Savior. Now, here's something that I want you to think about. 56,000 people in attendance. So obviously, he didn't go to the biggest cities across America. This was Route 66. So in 8 cities, a total of 56,000 people. But out of those 56,000 people, almost 10% gave their hearts to Christ. What does that tell me? It tells me, number one, a whole lot of people need Jesus. A whole lot of people need Jesus. Number two, the gospel still works. Yeah, they had special music by some pretty well-known Christian artists and so forth, but the primary focus of the night was simply the preaching of the gospel. Franklin Graham opened his Bible, told people that they were sinners, their sin was going to separate them from God, and they needed to be saved. He said in San Bernardino, and I quote, "Tonight at the last stop, I told the crowd that I'm not offering religion to anybody because religion can't save your soul from hell. Only Jesus Christ can. I thank God for all those who responded to the invitation to come to Jesus Christ in repentance and put their faith and trust in Him. Join me in praying for them." People need Jesus. People still respond to the gospel. People still respond to preaching. And people still respond to public invitations. Now, I'm not exactly on a crusade, but I am deeply disappointed by how many churches have stopped offering public invitations. Now, I know that some churches never have, and I know that some of my Calvinist brothers don't think you should give a public invitation, you know, and that's fine. We can talk about it. We discuss it, or we can discuss it. I believe in public invitations. Had the privilege this past weekend of being over in Portland, Indiana, preached Sunday morning, and there was no I don't believe in high pressure invitations. Hey, I know enough about human psychology. You give me about 10 minutes and I could manipulate almost every single person in the audience to come forward. I could, but I won't. When I give an invitation, it is very, very simple, straightforward, no pressure whatsoever. If God's telling you to come, come. If he doesn't tell you to come, don't. And this past Sunday morning, the altars were completely full from one side of the church to the other, completely filled with people meeting God in a deeper way. So I am just so encouraged on so many levels about this God Loves You tour. First time that Franklin Graham has been out on the road since COVID. He went to St. Louis, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri. That's where all my family's from. All my family's from Springfield, Missouri. St. Louis, Missouri, Springfield, Missouri, Oklahoma City, Amarillo, Texas. If you're ever in Amarillo, you got to visit the Big Texan. Albuquerque, New Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona, and San Bernardino, California. In a clip on the Billy Graham webpage, Franklin Graham shared a testimony from a former gang member who experienced the love of God during the Route 66 tour. And in the video, this former gang member said, "There's only one decision that I've ever regretted, not coming to God sooner." I know we're living in a different time. I know that we're living in a different age. We don't have big crusades hardly ever anymore. Oh, but by the way, Greg Laurie just had their annual Harvest Crusade in Anaheim in the Anaheim Angels Stadium. 50,000 people. Hundreds and hundreds gave their hearts to Christ. Yeah, in a big crusade. Let me just summarize again. People still need Jesus. Of the people who attended these Franklin Graham rallies, about 10% gave their hearts to Jesus. 10%. The gospel still works. Yes, you can still tell people that there is a hell. And if you don't accept Jesus Christ as Savior, that's where you're going to spend eternity. Yes, people still need to hear that they are sinners and that there is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. And God still honors preaching. He still honors preaching. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back, and Lord willing, when we come back, we'll be talking with Attorney General Dave Yost. Stay tuned.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, it is such a privilege and an honor to welcome again to the program our Ohio Attorney General, Dave Yost. And, oh, I could go on and on and on and trying to introduce him, but our time is going to be very limited. So let me just say, welcome, Dave Yost. I am so grateful for your time this afternoon. Thank you.
Bob, it's wonderful to hear your voice.
Well, yours as well, and because of our limited time, tell us when and how Ohio Knows began. What initiated this project?
Well, last summer we started planning for our next human trafficking operation statewide through our various organized crime task forces. And last week we went operational. Results, 161 Johns. We had 53 contacts with survivors of human trafficking and recovered 10 children.
Wow.
Who had been missing.
What were the ages of the children?
All I will tell you is that they were under 18. Some of them were quite a bit under 18.
Oh, my God. Goodness, my goodness. Well, I've read the reports. I know you expected to find people in positions of influence and so forth, but were you shocked at who was involved in these crimes and who was arrested?
More saddened, really.
Okay,
we had
yeah.
a city councilman, for example, in Elyria, who was arrested. A university professor, a school teacher, an airline pilot who makes $200,000 a year and in his interactions with the person who was posing as a victim of human trafficking, he negotiated the price of the sex act down to $15.
You're kidding!
It's
a guy who's
amazing.
Making over $200,000 a year is trying to buy sex for $15.
I guess he's frugal.
My goodness.
At the end of the day, I wasn't shocked because this happens in every community, every socioeconomic strata. There's educated people and uneducated people, rich and poor, city and country. It doesn't make any difference. It's everywhere. It's in the shadows, though, and people don't want to believe that it happens to their neighbors in their neighborhoods, but it does.
And one of those arrested was actually a music teacher at a local Catholic school. Is that correct as well?
I believe that's correct.
Goodness. Is this the largest sting of its kind in Ohio history?
It is. We by about 40% in terms of the arrest numbers. And one of the things that was different about this, Bob, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to particularly your listeners about this, is we were focusing on making arrests of the buyers
right.
of sex in
right.
this one,
right.
not the sellers of sex, going after the so-called Johns. And that's important because human trafficking exists for a simple reason, money.
Mm-hmm.
If there's no buyers, there's no market.
Right. Well, I am thrilled that you've put the emphasis, as you have, rather than just the sellers. What they're doing is illegal, but if there were no men who wanted to purchase sex, there would be no business, correct?
Exactly so. And the women, although they are offending the letter of the law, let's never forget that they're victims in
right,
this
right,
matter.
Right.
They're survivors of a criminal act.
And isn't it true that many of the women involved in this were either kidnapped or they were runaways and have been trafficked and literally sold into sex slavery and sex trafficking? Isn't that true?
That is true. It's also true, and maybe the more common route is the human traffickers will identify a young a girl or a young woman who is vulnerable, either because trauma or perhaps mental health issues, perhaps loneliness, and will befriend them, give them attention that they crave, and often will get them addicted to drugs. Narcotics are the modern-day chains of slavery. You don't need to keep somebody locked up in a room, chained to the wall, if they need the next dose of drugs, or they'll get withdrawal sickness. And that's the way many of these traffickers operate.
Well, my listeners know, and the people of Ohio are beginning to wake up, that the state of Ohio, sadly and tragically, has been right at the center of sex trafficking. I don't know about now, but I know that just not long ago, Toledo was one of the leading cities in all of America concerning sex trafficking. Attorney General Dave Yost, are we making progress here in Ohio to defeat this?
I think we are. I think the word is going out, don't buy sex in Ohio, and we are having an impact. But like the drug problem, this is a matter where the victims and the trauma that are associated with it have long-term implications, long-term cost to society. And I suspect that we will be living with this for a while.
Now, obviously, you're not going to let us in on plans, but I am assuming that in the future we can expect stings like this to occur again?
Well, you can expect innovations, and we never do the same thing twice. but as long as Dave Yost is your attorney general, we're going to be using our resources to fight human trafficking in Ohio.
And do you want the message to get out in Ohio? If you try to buy sex in the state of Ohio, there's a very, very good chance you're going to get caught and you will pay a price. Is that part of the message of Ohio Knows?
That's why it's called Ohio Knows. You know what? All of those, it used to be if you got busted, unlikely, but if a John was arrested for trying to buy sex, it was a slap on the wrist. Nobody really paid any attention. Boy, I'll tell you what, people are paying attention. And if you saw the media coverage of this, you know that it's all over the state. Do you want your mom or your daughter, let alone your wife, to see your face, your name in the paper?
Yeah, so true. Attorney General Dave Yost, and I knew our time was going to go very, very quickly, but Dave, thank you for all you're doing for all of us here in the state of Ohio. I've said this to my listeners often. We are so fortunate to have you in that office in Columbus. God bless you, Dave.
Thanks, Bob. You're making me blush.
Attorney General Dave Yost, Bob Brady Live will continue.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.